Plans to bring new nuclear energy to the site of a shuttered nuclear plant in Kewaunee County are moving forward. The company that owns the site has filed a notice with federal regulators. It's Monday, February 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Shorewood man's legal battle over a trespassing citation could decide the future of beach access on the Great Lakes in Wisconsin. And two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court have different views on whether state courts should get involved with investigations involving federal immigration agents. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Plans to bring new nuclear energy to the site of a shuttered nuclear plant in Kewaunee County are moving forward. As Joe Schultz reports, the company that owns the site recently filed a notice with federal regulators confirming that it plans to apply for a major licensing action.
Utah-based Energy Solutions owns the now-defunct Kewaunee Power Station. Last year, the company announced plans to pursue bringing new nuclear power to Wisconsin. The company's CEO says the notice filed with federal regulators is an important milestone. State Representative Dave Steffen chairs the Assembly's Energy Committee. He says it's the first new nuclear plant planned in Wisconsin in decades.
This is the first major commitment letter that Energy Solutions is making to the state as well as to the federal government that they are serious about building a nuclear facility.
But it could take a decade for a new plant to come online. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County officials are scheduled to hold a special meeting today after learning last week that the health insurance contract covering thousands of county workers has already expired. Members of the county board learned Thursday the contract with United Healthcare expired on the first of the year. An attorney for the county said the situation could cause a, quote, catastrophic risk. Members of the board were caught off guard by news of the lapse. Steve Taylor is a Milwaukee County supervisor.
How do we get to the point where we're in a contract that's like expired? Like, how does that even happen? This is 2025. I mean, this is crazy.
In a statement, County Executive David Crowley said he has directed administration officials to resolve the situation and approve a contract this week. Crowley is a Democratic candidate for governor. Wisconsin experts are warning farmers to brace for another tough year thanks to market conditions and trade uncertainty. Speakers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum highlighted the high operating costs and low prices that crop farmers are facing. Ag economist Paul Mitchell said at the forum that Wisconsin producers are expected to lose $1.50 per acre on corn planted this spring and close to $3.50 per soybean acre.
Cash flow has become a serious issue for many Wisconsin farms. You can really see that in the data.
Wisconsin food producers say tensions between the U.S. and its top trading partners have complicated export sales. But some industry leaders say they're focused on strengthening individual relationships with their buyers by using tools like social media. Cargo shipped through the port of Duluth Superior dropped during last year's shipping season. As Danielle Kading reports, that's due to headwinds driven by changing markets, trade lanes, and President Donald Trump's trade war.
Cargo moving through the port declined nearly 15% year-over-year to roughly 25 million tons. That's the lowest amount shipped there since 1938, according to the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. Shipments of the port's chief cargo, iron ore, were down almost 3 million tons. The Port Authority's Executive Director Kevin Beardsley says they faced challenges at the outset.
Mines were being idled in the spring before we even started. The auto industry and steelmaking industry was already in a challenging position before the season started.
Much of the drop in iron ore stemmed from lower Canadian exports. The nation gets a lot of iron ore from the port that comes from mines on Minnesota's Iron Range. A transportation and logistics expert says the decline is a likely casualty of the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and Canada. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Shorewood man's trespassing citation could decide the future of beach access in Wisconsin. Paul Florsheim got a $300 ticket last summer after he was walking along Lake Michigan's shoreline next to private homes. He decided to fight the citation, arguing the public trust doctrine allows people to walk on the beach up to the area where vegetation normally starts. But a municipal court judge found him guilty. She cited a century-old Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that said private property owners next to a lake have exclusive use of the beach. Florsheim plans to appeal the case, hopefully all the way up to the state Supreme Court. Melissa Scanlon is a professor at UW-Milwaukee. She says Indiana and Michigan have already taken up similar cases.
They have come to the conclusion that the public trust doctrine does protect the public's right to walk along the shore.
His appeal process starts at the circuit court level. Wisconsin is not doing enough to reduce tobacco use among residents. That's according to a recent report by the American Lung Association. Tobacco use is the state's leading cause of preventable death and disease. It kills nearly 8,000 residents each year. Wisconsin is one of the few states that still has a legal sales age of 18, and high schoolers here are using tobacco at a higher rate than their peers on average nationwide. Most people who use nicotine products start before the age of 21. Kate Kabinski is the coordinator of the state Tobacco Quit Line. It's a free service for those over the age of 12 who want to stop using tobacco or nicotine.
And with the Quit Line, through the coaching and medications, they can triple the chance that they will quit for good.
She said they normally offer a 2-week starter kit for nicotine replacement therapy, but recently extended the program to 8 weeks. Coming up, Wisconsin's pair of Supreme Court candidates explain their views on investigations involving federal immigration agents. Stay with us.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news first thing might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
What do we know about what it actually does, what the harms might be?
And really, sometimes it should make you smile.
There are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over the story.
Join us for Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And finally, two candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court have different views on whether the state courts should get involved with investigations involving federal immigration agents. Rich Kramer reports.
In an interview with PBS Wisconsin's Here and Now, Liberal State Appeals Judge Chris Taylor said Wisconsinites are really concerned by federal agents' actions in Minnesota, and she doesn't blame them. Since Alex Preddy was fatally shot by immigration agents, there have been calls for investigations from Democrats and some Republicans. Taylor said she thinks state courts could absolutely play a role and must ensure anyone who breaks the law is held accountable.
We will see some involvement, or potentially see involvement, if there are criminal charges filed in the Minnesota state courts, and that could happen here in Wisconsin as well.
Taylor's opponent, conservative state appeals judge Maria Lazar, says the Minnesota incident is probably an issue for federal courts. She says it shows why courts need to be impartial and independent. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy to start the day with a few flurries early on. Could see some sunshine later in the day, though, with high temperatures in the teens and 20s. Cloudy and cold overnight with low temperatures hovering around zero, and a chance for a few flurries tonight in southwestern Wisconsin. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.